Morning, everyone. Hope you all can. Yes, please call the roll.
Mrs. Feritella.
Present.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Ms. Latimer.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Malter.
Here.
Ms. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter. Mr. Roush.
Here, pal. As an observer.
Mr. Ryan.
Happy to meet you.
Good morning, Gary.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Good morning.
Mr. Mr. Swackham.
Oh,
Mr.
Van
Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Atten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, we have a quorum. Would Mr. Mullen lead us in the invocation and Mr. Horton in the pledge, please?
Dear Lord, thank you for your goodness to us. I thank you for this country. Think about it with the 4th of July coming up here. And we have a lot to be thankful for. And I just pray you give us wisdom here in our meeting today. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have our first certificate of appreciation that we can actually do publicly in quite a while.
Join the meeting. Christopher Baldwin.
No. You don't know what you're
going to do. Morning, Christopher.
Morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we would like to recognize that you have over 20 years of service with Steuben County.
Comments by members of the public? And I guess not. We'll close that section.
Join the meeting.
We have a presentation from Ms. Muller.
Good morning, and am I on?
No.
Press that button.
There you go. There you go.
Is that working?
Yeah.
Well, in keeping with the last year, things aren't quite going as according to plan this morning. So I am here on behalf of the County's Task Force Prevent Child Abuse Steuben. I am happy to say that this is the task force 27th consecutive year in operation, continuing its mission in promoting the prevention of child abuse through awareness and educational campaigns. For that, it is important to recognize Bill Cottle, the director of the Youth Bureau, for facing those challenges through the last year and continuing our important work in collaboration with multiple county and community agencies throughout the pandemic. And while last year, most of the work was done remotely and sometimes delayed, the important thing to remember is it continued. So one of the delays I'd like to tell you about is the 2020 recognition. As we waited, and sometimes, where are you, Bill, not so patiently, Bill and I presented the 2020 recognition to Catholic Charities team Healthy Families, directed by Jill Smith. We presented the recognition remotely in the fall, and while not necessarily in the same format or the same tradition, the recognition went a long way in supporting the team and improving staff morale. The impact of this award and on the staff and their work made them feel valued. So once again, I'd like to thank Bill Cottle for your dedication, for keeping the task force and its activities moving forward to benefit the children and families we collectively serve. So if we could just give Bill a moment. And as always, thank you, Chairman, and this board for your support, and Mr. Wheeler for your continued support of these services, because it really does make a big difference in our world. So anyway, as I said, things weren't going according to plan. So our recipient of the award is not here with us this morning. So I thought I'd just carry on. And so I'm going to ask Ashley Swan to join me at the podium. Did Ashley?
Her husband just called, so let me go grab
it. So Ashley is one of my staff who anonymously made this nomination. And Ashley's been with the department for 10 years. Come on up, Ashley. And she is 10 years with the department, first five in Child Protective Services, and the last five as our foster care home finder. And she has been an excellent and very dedicated employee. And I would just like to thank you for your service and for being part of the presentation this morning. And actually, Tag, you're going to receive the recognition on behalf of the Police Benevolent Association, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks. So, the task force received multiple nominations this year, and the Crystal City Police Benevolent Association stood out for us. Founded in October 21, 1976, the association donates funding and time back to the community in line with their mission to promote goodwill of the public while providing support to organizations that will benefit the citizens. The association has made numerous donations since their inception, many of which continue on an annual basis. To name a few, the association supports Prevent Child Abuse Steuben, which includes events such as the Spring Family Fling, the Color Walk, Strong Kids, Safe Kids, all things that promote prevention for child abuse. They support Shop with a Cop, which is a program where cops go out and take kids in need and shop for their families for Christmas. They further support Family Services Society, and we all know that they support our families and kids that we all are involved with our multiple service delivery systems. They support the childhood cancer research through Alex's Lemonade Stand, Cops for Kids with Cancer. They support our domestic violence shelter. And they help those who become homeless resulting from fires, families with unexpected significant medical issues, numerous memorials, tournaments, and organizations, far too many to list here.
Join the meeting.
They take support to the next level, and the benefits felt across communities. Their efforts clearly go above and beyond to support and benefit all our community needs and members. So I personally thank them for their service. It does have an impact on my world and the kids that we serve. It does take a community to serve and protect, and their part does make a difference. So on behalf of Prevent Child Abuse Steuben, it is again my honor to present the 2021 Child Abuse Prevention Recognition to Ashley Swan on behalf of the Crystal City Benevolent Association. So, Bill.
Thank you very much for joining in. You did a lovely job.
And you're much prettier, probably. So thank you very much.
Yep. All right, thank you. We have a public hearing relative to ag districts.
Yes. Notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held in the legislative chambers on the 28th day of June 2021 at 10 a.m. relative to land submitted for inclusion in certified agricultural districts during the 2021 annual 30-day review period to consider the recommendations of the Agricultural and Farmland Protection Board and proposed modifications of said agricultural districts. All persons are invited to attend and be heard.
Is there anyone that would like to speak? If not, we'll declare the public hearing closed. We need a motion to adopt the minutes from previous meetings.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Reports of standing committees. Reports of special committees. Reports of county officers. Under announcements, I would like to take this time to talk about the new meeting rules regarding in attendance or via Zoom and what's required for these folks to keep us in line with the open meetings laws.
Yes, Mr. Roush is in attendance. I think Mr. Potter was going to as well.
Be, yeah.
They are unable to vote today. It's because under open meetings law, we have to publish their location if they're going to attend the teleconference. So I did find out we do not have to publish it in the paper. We only need to put it on the agenda or the meeting notice. So if you are planning on attending any of your committee meetings or the board meeting by teleconference, you need to let us know before we post the agenda. So here's your fair warning.
So if you let them know and they put it on the agenda, you can attend remotely, have a voice, and vote.
And you also have to allow any person who shows up at your doorstep to come in and view the meeting at your location.
Let's see how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Let's just see.
Yeah. The difference is the public can also attend. And so odds are it's not going to happen, but that's what the law says, so that's what we have to do.
Maybe at Hilda's Lake House.
Come right ahead.
What do you serve?
Does it have to be in the county, though?
No.
No, it can be anywhere in the world.
But if you're on vacation in Florida, I need to publish or include on the agenda your address in Florida.
So how long before?
You try and get them out at least the week prior.
The other thing regarding committee meetings, and I mean, I leave it up to the committee chairs to decide, but we had a discussion on, do we expect all department heads to attend in person, or can they do it remotely like they have for the last year and a half? I personally think that's more effective for them, because you can sit in one of these things for an hour and a half and finally get to talk about your specific item. You could also do that when you're in your office and keep working. And then when it comes your time, you know, you click on the unmute button and speak. So it's up to you guys how you want to handle it, but I'm fine with department heads not having to be here in person for every meeting. Any questions? All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, despite what I'm wearing today, just to be on the safe side.
Join the meeting.
What are the rules going forward about proper attire? I'm not trying to get people to wear suits and ties.
Yeah. I'm fine with business casual, unless everyone has a problem with that. Like I said, I don't need a tight tie around my neck to make decisions, but
okay.
Some people would like to put one there sometimes.
Only for assistance purposes.
I said some people, Hilda. All right, we'll move on to general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read resolution one?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Sir. Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Resolution one carries. Will the clerk please read resolution two?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Receiving and accepting the June 28th, 2021 communications log as prepared by the Spence County Manager's Office.
Second.
Any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Would the clerk please read resolution three?
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Presenting local law tentatively number three for the year 2021, waiving the residency requirement for Steuben County deputy sheriffs.
Second.
Any comments?
So the question I had, the way this is written, talks about contiguous counties or contiguous to Steuben County. But the memo we got earlier talks about the 5 miles. Am I confusing something?
No.
Because I thought we decided miles instead of
contiguous. It's 5 miles within an adjacent county.
Right. So the
local. But it doesn't say that.
The memo does.
Yeah. The MOA, MOU with the Deputies Association, were you to pass this, would then sign that, and that would essentially be the agreement, the law of the land. All, if you look at all of those other residency waiver local laws that other counties have passed, it talks about contiguous counties, but that's kind of the law and the standard. But the MOA would be an add-on, so that would be the limit.
So that supersedes this?
Yeah, it doesn't need to be addressed in there.
Okay, and also does, and I don't remember, I read it a few days ago, but does it also include that priority will be given to Steuben County residents in that MOA? Okay.
Well, I think that was in the local law.
It's in the law?
Yeah.
Not in this law, is it? It's not in this, but somewhere it's covered, right?
It's in this local law, yes.
It's?
There's an add-on.
An add-on. I just wanted to make sure I know what I'm voting on.
No understanding.
But not in here.
Section 2.
But it's not in this resolution.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Section 2, qualifications of office, second paragraph. Preference appointment may be given by the Steuben County Personnel Office and appointing officers to the candidates who live in Steuben County.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I yeah, it is just presenting.
Okay. So, Mr. Mullen?
I didn't realize we were just presenting today, so I'll just reserve comment for
that. Can I ask Jen a question, Chairman?
Yes.
What, Jen, what section, sorry, Ms. Prophet, what section of the public officer's law are we overriding by this? Because I'm looking at section 3.2, where it talks about police officers not having to live in municipality. Does that cover the sheriff or not?
No, sheriffs are separate. It's gotcha. Section 3 itself.
Section 3 itself. Okay. Okay. Section 3 has 75.
Anyone else? All right. Because this is a presentment, we're just doing it by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. No.
We have 3 nays. All right, resolution carries. Clerk, please read resolution 4.
Introduced by Mr. Malter, presenting local law tentatively number 4 for the year 2021, waiving the residency requirement for Steuben County peace officers.
Second.
And this piece by peace officers, for everyone in the room, we mean corrections officers, SROs, court security. Anything else, Sheriff?
Probation officers also.
Probation officers. Any questions or comments on this one? If not, this is also by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
One no. Resolution 4 carries. Would the clerk please read resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Swackhammer. Accepting a bulletproof vest matching grant from the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Second.
Any questions? If not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Malter, authorizing the sheriff to accept a donation from Brinks USA.
Second.
Any comments? Not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
No.
Mr. Malter?
Yes.
All right, Resolution 6 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Accepting American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 funds.
Second.
Any questions? Not. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing a contingent fund transfer.
Second.
Any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Natten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, amending the investment policy of the County of Steuben.
Second.
Any questions? I would just, Mrs. Harvey, if you have that investment policy with you on page 5 where it lays out the percentages. Just, it would be helpful if there was a space between 35 and 45, because it looks like the line goes all the way through until it just says 5%.
It should be 45. Thank you.
Yeah. That was the only thing I saw on it that didn't make sense.
Thanks.
All right. If no questions, we'll ask for wait. No, that was another one. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
All right, Resolution 9 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Malter, rescinding Resolution Number 100-98 and placing the approval process of the annual staff DWI plan and budget under the authority of the Steuben County Legislature.
Second.
Any questions? So I have one. This is still going to be recommended by the sheriff. What committee does it go to, finance or public safety, or both?
Public, I would say, because it's included in your budget, public safety or finance would see it at that point, because any of the county related funds would, so really public safety would approve the plan, finance at a later date during your review and adoption of the budget would handle that portion of it.
Okay. All right. If no other questions, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to enter into a contract with 3+1 for liquidity analysis and management services.
We missed 11, number 11. Yeah.
11.
We were reading 12.
Yeah, number 11 actually says that
On
this, but the CPS HR consulting, I think, was
number 11.
Repeated, wasn't it?
No.
We're missing the resolution.
We've got 22 resolutions on the website.
It's 14.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, on the website.
Okay.
Not sure what happened.
Yeah, so then where does 14?
This is 12. Just make sure everything else lines up.
Go to the website, it's on there.
So you all have the CPS HR consulting is number 11?
Correct.
Yes.
And then this one is number 12?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. We'll just do that. We'll just switch these around. My apologies.
And there isn't a 14 in this packet as far as resolutions, but there is on the agenda.
I have 14.
Oh, this works.
This is 11. Even more. What I have is 14 is 11.
Okay.
And then this one is 12.
It's a Monday morning. This happens.
For sure. 14 is
Hanks.
Hanks. And then 14 is ours, right?
Patty's.
Okay. Then we're back in service.
Here. Okay.
Okay, let's try this again.
We're just
so, would the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Sure, my pleasure. Introduced by Mr. Hsu. Authorizing the county manager to enter into a contract with CPS HR Consulting.
We'll move it, I think.
Any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swetkin.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 11 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 12.
I hope this is the right one. Authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to enter into a contract with 3+1 for liquidity analysis and management services.
Second.
Any question, Mr. Mullen?
Could you explain what this is for?
Yes, I already can.
I put the Tamiel do, but
go ahead, Tam.
You just turn it off. There you go.
It's on now.
Yep. There you go. It's an analysis. It's a company that does analysis of cash flow and liquidity. The intention, the objective is to improve our investment returns in the long run, well, even in the short run. They'll come in and do an analysis, actually data mine from the banks and give us like a 3 or 5 year history. So we're able to determine how much we can invest maybe a little longer term than we usually do. You know, mostly we invest in 90-day, 60-day, sometimes 120-day investments. And hopefully, while other counties have had great success, they've improved their interest returns by a lot. So we anticipate the same.
They've improved them from using this company?
Yes. Yeah. Because they come back with recommendations in terms of banking relationships and investment options and, you know, different opportunities that we maybe don't take advantage of at this point in time.
Okay. We're going to look at it and see how they do. There's a fee, of course, that they charge. How weighs out?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that with as much money as we may have to invest, that it was going to cost us $40,000 for an analysis.
Yeah.
Their fee is actually based on budget. rather than actual cash balances. So we end up making out pretty well in that regard because we do have a fair amount of cash compared to a lot of counties. So, you know, we're able to take advantage of their fee structure because our fee structure is based on budget.
And budget, yeah.
Not in favor of this.
See how it works out. So I'm supporting it at this point, but it needs to be analyzed after 1 year.
Right. Yes. Can I just say, when I hit the link for the resolution, it talks about
your microphone on.
Oh, yeah. Maybe this is my technological issue, but when I click the link for this, it talks about record development for community services and has to do with electronic medical record for the purpose of assisting billing and mental health services.
It's goofed up.
It's actually under number 11, Steve, if you needed to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember dealing with this yesterday.
Yeah, and Mr. Elger sent out a very detailed email.
I read all that. I was just making sure.
Before the finance committee that explained basically what this project would do. Any other questions? If not, well, let's please call the roll.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertitta.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweathammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Resolution 12 carries. The clerk, please read resolution 3.
13.
I said it's Monday, okay?
I'm just seeing if we're paying attention.
Introduced by Mrs. Fertitta, authorizing the Director of Community Services to enter into a contract with NetSmart Technologies for electronic medical record services.
Second.
And Mr. Chapman, you may have explained this, but my question is there a net change over the previous medical record contract services that we had?
Yes. Sorry, not the prenup tank, but.
Yes, currently the annual maintenance fee is right around $55,000-$60,000. With NetSmart, it's $108,000 and change. That includes all updates to the software, software supports, you know, from a technical end, things of that nature. They also maintain the software. It's all cloud-based versus what we have now is maintained locally.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Fertitta.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweathammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes. Resolution 13 carries. The clerk, please read resolution 14.
Introduced by Mrs. Fertitta, authorizing the Director of Office for the Aging to enter into contract with Arnett Health, Inc.
Second.
Any questions?
People are sleeping.
It is Monday.
So my question on this is the sum of 11804, the ADRC and 14549 to VAC 5 is 26,353, and we're getting 20,000 to Arnett. So what's the difference? Grants coming, is there remaining monies that will be going somewhere else?
No.
Or is that administration?
It's being essentially held for future opportunities. And again, that's kind of an up to, we'll see how many takers there are. Essentially, it depends upon how many people in
join the meeting.
Aging is working to register folks.
Okay.
If they don't have a lot of takers, obviously we're not going to spend it.
It wouldn't even be the 20,000.
Right. And then not knowing about the potential for boosters or happen in the next few months. Our talk was pulled a little bit back to have some other options.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malton.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan. Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Resolution 14 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 15.
Introduced by Mr. Shue, amending the administrative code relative to contracts.
Second.
Any questions? I guess my only one is in the first resolved on the sixth, seventh line down. Title 6 also includes protection to persons with limited English proficiency. What's that?
It's the language the federal government gave us in order to receive money. That's the exact quote. So I don't know that I can necessarily answer that.
Essentially, we have to be able to respond in all of these things so that if, and I don't know if the chances of it ever coming up, but we have interpreter services that
we would have to utilize.
Yeah, so if we had something come up and it's in the training videos that we all have to do that, okay, you have someone come up and we would do it for any program, but especially for federal programs, we'd have to call the interpreter line and hook them up so that we could be able to work through it.
All right.
I was related to that. I was wondering, is that, I mean, with regard to employment, there's a lot of issues that we would have where we'd need people to be able to communicate regularly with us. Is that applying? How does it relate to our employment practices?
Not sure. In terms of interfacing with employees or
Yeah, it seems like there are jobs that employees wouldn't be able to do if they can't speak English proficiently.
Oh, yeah, no. This is more for public-facing, more client-facing services.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what most of Title VI is about. That if there's a federal program that someone needs access to or interface with, that you have to do everything to make it open to them, including interpreter services.
Any other questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malton.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution 15 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Shue, authorizing the reclassification of one senior typist position, grade 6, to a senior account clerk typist position, grade 10, within the Office of Emergency Services.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Resolution 16 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 17.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Shue. Authorizing the reclassification of one supervising dispatcher position, grade 12, to operations manager position, grade 13, within the E911 department.
Second.
Any questions? Not with the clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Resolution 17 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 18?
introduced by Mrs. Faritella and Mr. Hsu, authorizing the reclassification of one aging services aide position, grade 5, to a social welfare examiner position, grade 8, in the Office for the Aging.
Second.
Any questions? The clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Resolution 18 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 19.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu. Modifying the management salary plan relative to the senior account clerk typist position in the risk manager's office.
Second.
Any questions?
Question.
Yes, sir.
Jack, do you have any idea how much we're adding to the budget with all these upgrades?
All of the upgrades? Well, so we're going to be well within the salary lines that we have just due to the number of vacant positions that we have above what we budgeted. So you have more than enough flex. We'd have to do an analysis for you in terms of what the incremental cost is, but we review everything to make sure that it's well within budget. You have plenty of room, but if you'd like an analysis, we could do that.
Well, not right now, but later in the year, we're closer to budget time.
Yep. Sure.
It's a good question, because when you do these as one-offs,
yeah,
it's hard to get the big picture till you tally it all up. So, anyone else? All right, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 19 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 20.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer, approving the addition of agricultural lands to certified agricultural districts.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan. Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Resolution 20 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 21.
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, approving the finding statement relative to the seeker for the Bath Landfill Eastern Expansion.
Second. Any questions? Not. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Resolution 21 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 22.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer, designating the Steuben County Conference and Visitors Bureau as the official tourism promotion agency for the County of Steuben.
Second.
Any questions? Not. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella.
Yes.
Mrs. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Resolution 22 carries. Yep.
Oh, thanks.
Can't give you that one.
Right. Would the clerk please read Resolution 23?
Introduced by Ms. Latimer, presentation of names of persons selected for induction into the Steuben County Hall of Fame and proclamation by the Steuben County Legislature.
Second. Emily, would you like to come up and say some words, please? Turn that microphone on. There you go.
Our first inductee is the husband and wife pair of Joseph and Amelia Dolson. They were doctors who were both born in Steuben County. Joseph served in the Civil War and then returned to Bath afterwards and set up a medical practice with his wife, Amelia. They continued to serve the county as medical practitioners. And in 1865, Joseph was actually elected president of the Steuben County Medical Society. And he was also postmaster in Bath. They later opened a medical office in Hornellsville, and they both worked from there until Joseph was released from his position as surgeon at the veterans home. And after moving to Hornellsville, he became the county coroner, and he also purchased the Hornell Times newspaper while he was living there. They also served in the community as members of the Bath Presbyterian Church, and they're both buried in Grove Cemetery as well. Our second inductee is Dave Taylor Smith. He has more than 50 years in broadcasting and more than 30 years broadcasting local news experience. And his program, Community Focus, provides up-to-date insights from local authorities on issues that affect people's everyday lives. He's also very active in the community with the Chamber of Commerce in Kiwanis. And he was actually given the prestigious Hickson Award in 2007 for his service to Kiwanis. And he also promotes the annual Turtle Beach Youth Fund Drive, which he helped create in 1992. And he's raised close to $740,000 for that organization. And our third nominee today is Randy Cool. He is a former member of the New York State Assembly, the New York State Senate, and the United States House of Representatives. He represented New York's 29th Congressional District for two terms, and he's a local born in Hammondsport, New York. He also was a member of the, the Supreme Court of the United States, the New York Bar and the Supreme Court of the United States. Admitted to New York Bar, I'm sorry. And he was also a member of the New York State Senate from 1987 and sitting in 10 New York State legislators. He was appointed to the Senate's Assistant Majority Leader for Operations in the beginning of 1995 legislative session and was also chairman of the Transportation, Education, and Agriculture Committees. And he was also instrumental in passing legislation that required AEDs on school premises during athletic competition. He's also served a number of capacities in several charitable organizations in the area, including the Boy Scouts of America, where he served on the advisory board. And he was also president of the Regional Wood Scout Memorial Board and was active with the Cuga Lake Association.
All right. Any comments or questions from the legislature? This is by roll call. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. McCastle.
Yes.
Mr. Benatten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Mrs. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mulcher.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
All right, resolution 23 carries. Thank you, Emily. Yes, Robin.
Just as a point of interest, the county historian Emily Sims is planning to do a recognition ceremony probably this fall after a legislative meeting, probably September, when we're sure that we're not going to be violating any protocols.
All right.
We have nothing for executive session, even though we'd like to keep y'all in the air-conditioned room a little bit longer.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So since Gary is not able to vote, how does that count? Does it count as a no vote? Does it count as no vote? I mean, N-O or
absent.
Absent.
I would say today is absent.
if he registers and she can put it in with the agenda, then he would be considered present.
But it's like a no, because you need the number to pass.
Yeah.
It's back to the old rules, just pre-COVID. Okay. It's just technology makes it a little confusing because we didn't have it before.
All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion. Wow.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
Yay.